show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the third hour of the program, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com as we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want. We'll start things out by going back to Doug, who is in Mexico City right now, where you say that you feel just great, Doug.
Excuse me, I got something now. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I feel fine. My whole family down here is fine. No one's got the swine flu.
Well, that's good to know. So what were you calling in about tonight?
Well, we were on a little trip down here, and some really amazing observations I wanted to share with you. First of all, lots of cops with guns. They don't enforce any traffic laws. It doesn't seem like it anyway. My brother-in-law has been here for 3 years. Speeding, they don't give up speeding tickets. He's going 90 miles an hour down the road, on the freeways here, and they just don't pull you over for that. There's just this unspoken rule of move over and get out of the way and keep on going.
Wow.
There are very few stop lights, and the ones that are there and working are ignored almost universally.
That's awesome.
Except for the ones that matter. And people know which ones are the important ones to obey because they're a little more dangerous.
You can't see around the bushes, or the intersection is difficult or always busy or something like that.
Exactly. There's a lot of roundabouts, and my sister and brother-in-law say things like, there are just hardly any accidents at all. There are no cops enforcing these people driving straight through red lights all the time. And what happens is that people are more observant. They have to be because their safety is in their hands. They're not complacent like you guys have spoken about before. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Kind of neat.
Now, another thing, we went to this whitewater rafting, and I'd been down here before with them, and when you go to, like, parks or amusement parks or natural beauty areas, there aren't the giant railings blocking you. You know, every single, possible viewpoint is gone, and your six-year-old kid can't see anything because it's a giant fence in a way. There's, like, no fences or just very few, and it's understood that if you're stupid enough to lean too far over, you'll fall and you might die.
This is a cliff, everyone.
That happens.
Everyone, this is a cliff. You could fall off.
Exactly. It says, danger, and there may be one sign, but they really understand that people will take responsibility for themselves, and it works pretty darn well, and this is a bustling city. If I'm a third world country in any sense of the matter, I'm right now in a beautiful house that has gas, electricity, and everything, and, it works quite nicely.
Cool.
My brother-in-law is a...
So people can really take care of themselves. How about that?
They really can. And those who don't, they might get hurt. But nobody sues anyone down here.
Really?
They understand it. It's my darn fault for leaning over too far or hitting that guy's car or whatever the case is. It's not. I don't think Mothers Against Drunk Driving is down here at all, which is probably a good thing.
And isn't it true that the that Mexican government is looking at seriously doing drug decriminalization down there? Have you heard about that?
I haven't talked to them about drug decriminalization. Has that been in the news at all, Todd? I don't know if it has been or not. But I know the news about the other country that they did that in. And I was looking forward to that CATA report myself. I don't really know. I think there's a lot of just underground hush-hush. And it's not even that hush-hush. I just don't know, to tell you the truth. I haven't gotten into it that much.
All right. So what are the police doing there in Mexico City if they're not passing out tickets and giving people
selling drugs
citations
probably.
For
it's funny because you see a lot of cops with machine guns at toll booths. Oh, here's something that's really interesting: the toll booths. You know what your toll goes to pay for when you go through these toll booths?
The road.
Your insurance.
Your insurance.
Yeah,
that's very strange. How does that work?
Road maintenance and car insurance. It's interesting that they pay for insurance oftentimes through the toll booth system.
How does that work?
Well, I haven't really found out for sure, but I'm assuming it's like this. You want to drive on this road, insurance is not mandatory, but if there's an accident, they want to make sure that they're not going to get sued, so they probably make part of the toll go towards insurance for your vehicle if you were to get into an accident.
Hmm.
It's kind of an interesting way of, covering that.
It is an interesting.
So it's some sort of government insurance policy?
Sounds like it, yes.
Whatever it is, it's inefficient, but what are you going to do?
Very unusual. So what else do you have to share? Anything else interesting?
There was a lot of fire at this camp we were at, a lot of exposed fire, like tiki torches, everywhere, and there weren't any like grates around them. There was trees above them. The place could have burned down, but it didn't, because the owners have a vested interest in making sure that it wouldn't burn down and that people would be safe and they would tell their friends about how great it is. There's a lot of interesting things like that, where there's a lot of freedom down here. And I think there's probably a lot of government corruption also, but they go hand in hand sometimes, you know?
Very interesting, Doug. I thank you for sharing that story, and have yourself a safe trip back here. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Always interesting to hear, you know, the perspective from people that are world travelers, folks that are going around the world, different countries. Gene called in from last night talking about his upcoming China trip, and Doug down there in Mexico. Of course, we also have listeners that live in many of these other countries, so always good to get some perspective.
The impression I've gotten from speaking to people who travel not just to places like Mexico but around the world is that in many places the government, you know, they're still taking a lot of tax money from you, and in many cases they tax their citizenry more than here in the U.S., and they may have, you know, their bureaucrats and their oppressive laws, but it seems like in many countries the government doesn't attempt to pretend that they're looking out for your best interests in the same way that they do here in the United States. It seems like we have a lot of nanny state programs that the government tries to justify as being for everyone's own good, whereas in other countries they will just force you to pay taxes, and they're happy if you do that.
Maybe that's
good. I would imagine their apparatus for finding out that you're not paying taxes is probably not as efficient as ours.
No, I've heard that Mexico has a high rate of tax evasion. I think 25 to 30% of people down there aren't paying.
Well, maybe it's good PR for the governments to be so nanny state like that way people can believe that they're actually doing something of value, right? So if the government sells itself as, we are here to keep you and your family safe from everything. You know, if they sell themselves in that way, it may help, endear them to moms and dads and people like that to where they get to the point of thinking, oh, my gosh, well, without the government, everything would have sharp corners on it.
They certainly think that around here.
Right. So that could be an important PR move, is being a nanny state, as opposed to just being a state that extracts money from people. 1-800-259-9231. And here is the news about Mexico. Story from Dallas News, dallasnews.com. Mexico's Congress has approved and sent to President Felipe Calderon a bill that would decriminalize possession and small amounts of marijuana and cocaine.
Gosh.
The measure would also remove bigger drug dealing offenses from the federal court jurisdiction and would allow Mexican states to prosecute as they deem fit. It's an important step, although it's not quite clear how the president of Mexico will respond. So looks like things are moving in the right direction.
My understanding from the articles we used to report on this story on Free Minds Radio was that the president actually authored that bill, or co-authored it. Yeah. So, I mean,
that'd be even better news.
That's what we were getting from our other source. The president played a role in drafting that legislation.
Why,
so it's unlikely he'd veto.
Any idea why this Mexican president is being, less friendly toward the United States in this way? Because the last time when it was Vicente Fox as president and the decriminalization issue came up, now that was on small amounts of possession of small amounts of anything, but he basically slapped that thing down after the U.S. government said, hey, you need to keep doing this war on drugs thing. So why is this guy changing his viewpoint?
I'm not really familiar with the politics of Mexico, so there might be a very good reason for it, but all I know, it is a different president now, so his politics might be somewhat different.
And there's a huge, real drug war going on in Mexico.
That's true.
Like, in the sense that the drug cartels are warring with each other and likely the police and all that.
People are dying.
There's a lot of pressure on them to figure this out and come up with a better system. I believe a better system is legalization, and likely they're taking steps in that direction.
That's what it sounds like, and they should be encouraged to do so. And in fact, we're starting to hear more people talking about it here in the United States, which is also a healthy thing, because people just haven't, for the most part, been discussing these issues. I mean, legalization just hasn't really been on the table.
Well, Free Talk Live's been on the air for 5 years.
It's all our fault, right? Thanks to Free Talk Live. But no, I mean, the Wall Street Journal apparently recently published an article about legalization. Time Magazine publishing, and Wall Street Journal was looking at ending prohibition. I think Time Magazine was looking at ending marijuana prohibition. Of course, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP, is getting more and more popular, getting more members, and I'm sure they're having a big effect. More on the way. You bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today. Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including the bulletin board system, over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, audiblepodcast.com/FTL. They've got all kinds of stuff over there. Somebody called in and said that they got Atlas Shrugged, 63 hours of unabridged Ayn Rand goodness at audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
We go to your calls. Carla is on the line in New Hampshire. Sounds like she's at a party. Carla.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air, and we're doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I just stepped into the closet at Taproom Tuesday because we have about 30 or 40 of the Free Staters outside having drinks, and it's a little noisy.
Is that all y'all are getting over there in Manchester at Taproom Tuesdays? This is the weekly social event, Manchester, of course, being the most populated area in New Hampshire, and you guys are only pulling 30 to 40. We're getting 30 regularly out here in little old Keene now.
I know. I've heard that. Actually, I think it's because it's kind of rainy tonight.
It's a weeknight, too.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a weeknight, exactly, and I could lie. I could say there are 100 people. How would anyone know?
Well, I appreciate your honesty. Of course, just having a little friendly competition between the various different areas of New Hampshire, I think it's a healthy thing.
Competition is always healthy, and it's always good. And in fact, I was thinking I want to come over and check out your social Sundays. I've heard it's pretty good.
Well, I think it's a lot of fun. People getting together, getting to know one another, and of course that builds relationships, which makes activism more interesting and makes for brainstorming and new ideas being fleshed out and tried out. And it's a lot of fun just being up here in New Hampshire, period, and being around these great people. It's a fantastic. As you know, you're a Free Stater. You moved up. When did you move up here, Carla?
You know, I actually moved about a year and a half ago. I moved from New York, so one of your earlier callers who got the speeding ticket, I was going to be like, just leave, man. Come here.
Yeah, so.
And if you can't leave, definitely come to Pork Fest and come check out what we're all about.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You are this year's organizer. It's going to be your first time. You're taking the reins from the former organizer. And so what's coming up? When's it happening? Give us the basics. We've touched on it a few times on the show, but go ahead and fill our listeners in.
Okay, so basically it's happening June 25th through the 28th with some unofficial stuff starting the week before that. And it's up at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, which is a really beautiful location. From the campground, you can see Mount Washington. There's some great hikes from that area. And I like to plan parties, so I'm sort of thinking about it in those terms. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. There are going to be family activities, speakers. We're doing a really fun thing on Friday night, which we're calling Soapbox Idol, which will be a little, perversion on American Idol from television. And Gartner Goldsmith, who I believe you guys know.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Will be one of our judges, and Angela Keaton, who you had on the show during Liberty Forum, will be one of the judges.
Very
and then,
cool.
Of course, Chris Lawless, who organized Liberty Forum. And the basic concept is that, you'll have 3 minutes, and you'll do your best Liberty-oriented rant. And, we'll have a water gun. It's going to be a lot of fun. You have to have a topic and really think about it.
What is the water gun for?
The gong.
It's if you go over your time.
Oh, I see. That does sound like a good time.
We're Free Staters, so we start with a water gun.
Oh, I see. So that's one of the very many things that's going to be going on. And Porcupine Freedom Festival is a great excuse for people to come up here to New Hampshire. If they've been thinking about the Free State Project, if they've been mulling it over and trying to convince their spouse, loved ones to come with them, this is a great chance. It's a low-cost event. It's not like the Liberty Forum, which is a great event in its own right. It's more of a convention-style thing, the Liberty Forum.
Right.
So you're staying in a hotel, and there's certain costs that need to be covered. But as far as the Porcupine Freedom Festival, what's the cost to get registered for this?
It's right now it's gone up to $20 for the entire 4 days, and of course if you decide to come for the whole week it's $20 still, and then it'll be $25 at the door, so it's extremely cheap. And we take that money and we just put that right back into the programming, so whatever we make it's an issue issue of just taking it and renting the speakers, doing the AV, you know, figuring out where we can spend that money best. But yes, it's very cost effective, and under 18-year-olds are free. So if you have a family, you know, mom and dad pay, and all the kids come for free.
That's great.
And there's a great pool, there's a playground, there's a putt-putt, mini golf course thingy. And from my personal experience, you know, I went to my first Pork Fest at Rogers in 2006. I was living in New York at the time, and my husband said, oh, you know, we should go up. We were interested. We were sort of liberty curious, for lack of a better term. And we thought, we'll just go, and we'll see what these people are about, what's going on. And that sealed the deal for us. We enjoyed the experience. We enjoyed meeting the people. It's just wonderful being with people who think the way you do and who, sorry, someone just opened the closet door.
They want you to come out of the closet, Carly.
They wonder what you're doing.
Someone actually said that. They were like, you should open the closet door and come out of the closet.
It was the inevitable joke. I'm surprised Mark didn't get to it before I did.
So, Carla, now it's $20 to go to Pork Fest, but that doesn't include the campground, does it?
No, it doesn't. So okay. There is an additional fee, and you can go to www.rogerscampground.com, and you can register. But their fees are also extremely reasonable. The campsites, I believe, are $20 to $27. I'm not sure if it's a day or what exactly the deal is. But
it's cheap. It's no hotel room. I mean, if you're paying to camp, it's not going to be a lot of money, period. Now, there is actually
it's a lot of fun and a lot more family fun than any hotel ever has been in my life. So
it's a great. This is a great event for families. I mean, the Liberty Forum's a good event, period. But a convention just isn't the same for a family. If you've got kids, Porcupine Freedom Festival is the place to go. There are going to be other families with kids there, and as you say, lots of activities during the day, things to do, things to keep busy with, and of course the inevitable panel discussions and speeches and things like that, right?
Right, and you know, we'll have a couple of people who've been on your show before, someone like Pete Eyre and the Motorhome Diaries. They'll be there. They'll be talking about what they're doing. We're trying to also showcase local New Hampshire activists. We'll have people like Mike Barsky doing his Pimp My Activism. So he'll be teaching activists really good tools and real-time life experiences to sort of think about, you know, you're in your car and the cop pulls you over, what do you do sort of scenarios. And, yeah, it's just a lot of fun classes, panels, hikes.
It's going to be awesome. I've always enjoyed the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I've enjoyed it at a different location, and I'm really expecting Rogers to be a lot better because it's going to be much more compressed. Carla, keep us in the loop as to, as you know, as more things develop with Porkfest, because it's coming up soon, like less than around eight weeks from now. Thank you for the call tonight. Always good hearing from you. Yes, porkfest.com is the website, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. We're on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, we give them away. Those other talk show hosts want to charge you for accessing their sites, and ours is free. And then the free stuff includes archives. So going back for an entire year, right there on the front page of the website, at freetalklive.com. Get freetalklive.com. We continue taking your phone calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. We'll start things out by going to Rob in Georgia on the amp line. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to just talk about a little bit about private security. When Guard was on the show, Mark said that he thought that private security firms, I guess, would be disincentivized to help other people out when they were having a crime.
Yeah, is what he said.
Yeah, and I think that's actually incorrect. Let me give you some examples of what I think the market might produce. Now, obviously, none of us are that great at being entrepreneurs; otherwise, we'd be fantastically wealthy. But one of the things that that I think would probably happen insurers will be the primary providers of this sort of security because they want to cut their costs. They don't want claims. So what I think you would most likely have would be the insurers would offer bounties for people who help people out to prevent crime. So even if you were on investigation for a competing firm, your agent would have an incentive to actually help them out because who knows, your insurer might have a setup to where, okay, if you help out this other insurer, they pay a bounty, you keep half, I keep half. And if they didn't want to do that sort of a business, then you would probably have independent neighborhood watch type people who would go around to collect the bounties for themselves.
Well, after all, they all have the common interest of reducing crime because a reduction in crime is a more amount of money they get to keep.
Exactly. It's a matter. And so if an insurer has, you know, it has someone's property insured against theft or something along that line, then if someone is able to show them that they can help prevent some of those prevent theft, it's in the insurer's best interest to pay them some sort of a bounty. And what I think you would probably have would be kind of a separation in terms of the levels of investigation. You might have these neighborhood watch type guys. The insurers would then probably have their own investigators who would be more akin to detectives, and their jobs would be two things. One, to kind of determine how much of the claim there is, but also to investigate the neighborhood watch guys themselves just to make sure they're not trying to do some sort of scam where they have a crime ring to, you know, report fake crimes to collect bounties.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have this sort of mutual policing environment going on between the two parties.
Well, that would certainly help. Any kind of mutual policing would, you know, going back and forth would be a very good thing.
So yeah, interlocking agreements then between these different companies that would result in more profits for them all, basically, right?
Exactly. I mean that's in everyone's interest. So I don't think that someone next door having a crime and you not helping them because you're with this insurer, I don't think that would be an issue at all, because they would have a lot of incentive to assist each other in that regard.
Well said, sir. You should have seen Mark during this during your explanation. If you were watching the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com, you could see him throw up his hands. He's got nothing to say to you, Rob. You just owned him.
I don't know. I mean, the fact is the anarchists are resilient folks that will just pound and pound and pound on this police issue. The fact is there's going to be problems, and people are going to get hurt. And the question is it better or worse than what we have?
Well, I mean, there's always going to be problems. I mean, problems are all a part of just human existence. So I don't think anyone is claiming that we will be giving you, Hakuna Matata. So.
I am willing to let you guys try it out over there.
Well, I can see a situation where it could work out.
About most socialists, so you're ahead of most of them.
I could see a situation where it might work out differently, though. I mean, if I'm an insurer and I have a competitor who is an insurer, we could try to offer, you know, try to help each other out, offer bounties to each other and our security agents to try to reduce the overall number of claims. Or I could hire, say, criminals to cause claims to my, you know, the insureds of my competitor.
Then you open yourself up to a huge amount of liability. One of the things which
liability how? There is no
factor.
there's no court system. That's another. I mean. Presumably.
Who said anything about there even needing to be a court system? Once you have actually damaged my property, then those people who you have hired, those people might very well be hunted down and killed. I mean, you never know what kind of stuff you're talking about when you start talking about you going on someone's property and damaging it. And they're always taking their lives into their hands anytime they step onto someone's property with that intent, because presumably in a free market society would be a much better armed society. So for you to get the sort of people who would be willing to take those sorts of risks, you'd be talking about some pretty desperate sort of seedy characters that most wanting to be respectable insurers wouldn't want to deal with, because there's always a threat when you start lying down with dogs, you're going to end up with fleas. And
yeah, what happens when what happened when News Channel 8 investigates, decides to uncover and do some digging and find this information out, and then they splay it all across their television station and on the internet and let everybody know that this company is corrupt? I mean, there goes their business, right?
And what happens when you've hired this shady, somewhat low down sort of character, and he decides that he wants more money and he's willing to kill you if you do not pay him, or he's willing to go public if you do not pay him? Open yourself up to so many things in that kind of a situation that it's way cheaper to just play it on the up and up.
That may be. I'm just not sure that's the way it works out. I mean, after all, you've got human beings in charge of the system, and human beings are flawed. The only place I can think of where you don't have state-provided security and you have a market for security forces is Somalia. And you can hire an army.
There's not as much of that as there used to be.
As much of what?
They've kind of tried to put a state in place, but before
it has not worked.
That it was more like that.
But Somalia was never a nice place under that system. I mean,
it was nicer than it had been before. It was not a nice place when they were having the middle of the revolution. But if we're talking about just a if we're talking about right before basically the UN decided they were going to try to reinstitute a government, the Somalia of that time was definitely nicer than it had been previous 15 years prior to that when it actually had a state and a civil war.
The Somalia right now is, in most parts of the country, effectively not governed by a nation state, and you do have terrible problems of warlords who are essentially their own private armies. And if you've got, say, reporters like News Channel 8 who are reporting on them, they're known to just go out and plug a reporter.
It's not fair to bring Somalia into a discussion of a paradigm-shifted voluntary society because
some voluntarists will mention Somalia as a, you know, well, look at Somalia, you can start a radio station with no FCC.
It's true. Well, in Somalia, there are some things that have changed and have gotten better in the absence of the state, but my point here is it's not fair to say that our voluntary society would be anything like Somalia, because Somalia happened as a result of strife and turmoil and violence, and it was what grew out of that violence. What we're talking about is a peaceful evolution to a voluntary society, and how society is going to have to make that choice to go there instead of it being a firefight that brings us there. Isn't that what you're talking about, Rob? Isn't that your vision as well?
Oh yeah, I mean, I think that when anytime you have, I think there's always a danger in having a literally revolutionary overthrow of government. I think that you end up having, anytime you have a revolution, you're going to have individuals who are going to be aggressed against. And anytime you have individuals who are aggressed against as in order to bring about a particular state of circumstances, those people are going to have a very legitimate gripe against some of the people who helped to set up that set of circumstances. So I don't think there's any real good way to have any sort of armed revolution bringing about a free market and having to be something good.
It just leaves the space open for a new strongman. That's all it does. Whenever violence happens and leads to revolution, it just, as it is in Somalia, leads the strongmen to begin competing for the place of power over all the rest. And that's why we need to avoid the violent thing. And
some would argue that it's the power vacuum that leads to a strongman government.
Thank you for the call, Rob. Always good hearing from you tonight, or in tonight and anytime. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The latest in the tragedy of the newspapers. In moments, it's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of the nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. the book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This three-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, learn how to promote Free Talk Live at promote.freetalklive.com. Just head over to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a whole list of things that you can do to help get the show into more ears around the country and around the world. Very simple things and very cheap. And many of them are totally free. Promote. .freetalklive.com. All right, we have exhausted the calls, which means we'll actually get into some of the things that are interesting to us. And one of those things is the demise of the newspaper industry. And, of course, some of the big news within this past week has been the Boston Globe, which is a pretty big newspaper. I was reading an article that said it'd been around for 135 years, and it may be shutting down. They've been in negotiations
now. That's the threat.
Yeah, they've been in negotiations now with the union. Apparently, it's a union-run paper for several days. It was originally supposed to shut down on Sunday or something like that, and
right.
they extended it out.
They can't cut jobs because of the union's
the rules.
The contracts that they have. So rather than doing that, they'll just have to shut down. Can you imagine? I mean, being running a business, how crazy this system is that you're running a business and you can't just let some people go and then keep the jobs for the majority of them. You have to shut the whole thing down.
Right, all or nothing.
Yeah, that's
so
crazy.
Yeah. So all of those people that, if they shut it down, that would lose their jobs, wouldn't have had to have had the union not been in the way. Had the union not been there in the first place, this company may have been able to last longer. Whether they'd last forever, I don't know. It seems like newspapers are a dying breed.
But unions are good for the people that are most likely to lose their jobs, say the shiftless, lazy, troublemakers, things like that.
Not to mention the head of the union. They're doing
well,
right?
Those people, too. The unions are good for those people, but if you're the good employee and you show up to work on time and you do a great job and you perform at or above expectations every time, well, it's not so good for you.
So there's that news about the Boston Globe possibly going under, and I don't know. I presume there's probably another Boston newspaper. I don't know what it would be, but
Boston Herald.
The Herald, okay. And so what we're seeing around the country, and there have already been a number of papers that have closed their doors, and these companies that are like the New York Times, it's the New York Times that owns the Boston Globe, and they own a number of other papers. I think they own the Sarasota Herald Tribune down there in where we come from in Sarasota, Florida. So these guys are all over the place with newspapers. Some of them have already shut down, and many of the rest of them are hemorrhaging cash. They're losing money. They're in the red.
Didn't the Times just announce a rate increase on their newspapers?
That's the news I was going to get to here today. But prior to this, the Times has also announced things like they're renting out some of the rooms in their building, and like they're doing everything they can to, you know, try to get their hands on as much cash as possible. And I don't have a full list of all of the things they've been doing, but they are not having an easy time. They're just trying to make ends meet, and it's not working out for them because, well, the news is migrating. I mean, people are finally moving away from these old, filthy papers. I mean, who really wants to sit there and page through a newspaper when they can get the very same news instantaneously online? Now, I still have some, there's still some little warm place in my heart for newspapers. There's still a value, I think, to being able to sit on a bus or sit anywhere and have the news in front of you and you can hold it in your hands. But of course, things like things like the smartphones and laptop computers and other things like that that are putting the internet and data connections in people's hands all over the place are really going to cut into their stride.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not somebody who can read books in electronic format or study materials in electronic format. I just can't do it. I can't read it off a screen. But I've become accustomed to getting news. Pretty much all of the news I get is from the internet. I'll buy a newspaper if I know there is going to be a story, usually a local story that I have some interest in. I'll buy it just to see how the local paper reported on it. But it's just more practical, especially doing show prep and things like that. I can get a much wider variety of news from the internet.
And I think that some local newspapers really are still doing quite well. When you look at, say, Keene, New Hampshire is a good example, and you know, you can apply this to wherever you are. But when you're talking about big newspapers, you've got distribution problems and things like that. But when you're talking about smaller, more concentrated areas, it's not that big of a deal to get the newspapers to the different spots. And especially if there's a dearth of ad venues out there, if they don't have a television station in town or five,
yeah.
if they don't have a radio station in town or five, and radio stations pretty much are in every town, but here in Keene there are only two radio station companies because of consolidation,
limited competition.
Right, there's limited competition, and then there's like the pinch a penny thing newspaper. They have the Monadnock Shopper or something like that, and so there's not that much competition as far as advertising goes, and therefore, you know, the newspaper's doing quite well.
Well, I don't know how well they're doing, but they're still around. The local newspaper has raised its rates, from what I understand, and that's what the New York Times is doing.
The dollar's worth less. Oh, you mean...
True. The dollar is worth less, but that still, when you're raising your rates 25%, it's going to take a toll. And
it's
that's what the New York Times is doing. According to the story at the Mises Institute, not the Mises Institute, LouRockwell.com posting that New York Times CEO Janet Robinson told the Newspaper Association of America's Mid-Year Media Review that the paper will raise single copy and subscription rates. According to the AP, she said the price increases slated to take effect in July would result in about $7 million to $8 million in additional revenue in 2007 and $14 million to $16 million on an annual basis going forward. Home delivery rates will be hiked 3 to 4%, while the single copy price will jump to $1.25 from $1. That's a 25% increase in price. And Sunday, single copies will move from $3.50 up to $4. Now, as the commenter at Lou Rockwell blog points out, if your company is continually losing business, how do you attract more of it? Well, according to the socialists at the New York Times, you raise your prices. Here's an even better money-making suggestion to the economically ignorant folks that run the Times. Just raise the price of a single copy of the paper to $5 billion. Then all you have to do is sell one of them. Now, they're being flippant there, but the point is made that the New York Times is looking at this and they're saying, well, we're going to raise this money, or we're going to raise this extra money by raising our prices. And they're presuming, I'm sure in there, that a certain number of papers will still continue to be sold, even though they should know that papers are being sold less and less often. And it would seem to me, at least, and maybe they've done some study that has told them that they're only going to lose so many subscribers and they're only going to lose so many buyers, you know, that there's some hardcore contingent that's going to keep pumping money into the New York Times, and that may be true.
It's a big newspaper with some great journalism that comes out of there, and I, you know, people are going to continue to buy it. I don't know how many of those people are going to continue.
And the ultimate question is, how many of those who are buying it today are going to continue to buy it after it goes up in price? That's the question. I don't know if they know what the answer is. They certainly sound pretty confident that they know what the answer is, but they don't. I mean, who can predict the future? 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you can.
Right. There are pressures right now for people not to buy newspapers. There are free news stories right on the internet that they can go read. They can get their subscription if they wanted to on the internet. I know some people do that. I don't know how that model works for newspaper companies. I hope it works well. People demand good journalism. Mm-hmm. What are they going to get? I don't know. I don't know how this is going to all shake out, but I can tell you that the printed newspaper that, the wood pulp in your hand, it seems to be having some trouble and by and large, industry-wide, and I don't know how it's going to shake
out. It's such a dinosaur. I hope there are some papers that survive because I still, as I said, I still have a warm place in my heart, and I think that the local weekly papers that are free, they're doing well from what I understand. A lot of those papers are doing well. They're not failing as fast, I guess is what you could say if you put it in perspective. Compared to some of the bigger dailies, the weeklies are doing better as far as they're not failing as hard. Some of them are maybe flatlining and not necessarily increasing their distribution, but they're staying in business and they're still selling advertisements and keeping food put on the table, and that's good news. And I think that there's still room for innovation in the realm of newspapers. I think people can still get in and they can do something different that's kind of not typical is what you normally get in a daily paper and make it work. Of course, I'm saying that from the outside. I'm not involved in the newspaper business at all, but nonetheless, I pick up the Keene Free Press when I get a chance. And that's one of the more independent, one of the independent papers here in the area. So it will be interesting to watch as the newspaper industry continues to falter and more businesses continue to go under. Because the competition is just too intense from the internet. Not only, as you were saying, Nick, do you get a wider selection of news, but you can also get better niche selections of news. So if you're reading the newspaper only for the local stories or whatever it is, everybody's got their favorite section, right? Or they've got a certain type, maybe they read the letters to the editor or whatever. You can get all of that and more on the internet in just that one niche category that you're interested in. Want the comic section? You can get a back, you can go read Dilbert for 5 years back if you want to online. So, tough competition. We will see what happens to them over time because we plan on being in this business for the long haul. More coming up tomorrow night. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.